Hello, ladies and gentlemen, another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. This one, election fraud. It's amazing to me that we as a civilized country just refuse to see what's in front of us. There was, I don't know, it was, you know, probably 15 years ago, black box voting. I mean, there was a big site with a woman who was just absolutely heroic running it. There was all the scandalous factual information about Diebold systems. Now we have Dominion systems. We have report after report, facts shown after facts shown, hearings where, you know, kids can hack the system, hearings where we know that these machines are not independent. They can be accessed via Wi-Fi, that they're not secure, that it's not even hard to hack them. How we don't have the granularity from the precinct detail on up, open source, so that everybody, and count it in front of everybody at the precinct, so everybody knows on camera. I've talked about this before. It would be so easy to make elections truly, absolutely transparent. But we just won't do it. Instead, we just, well, if the intelligence says it, who are we to question the intelligence? Well, the masters, if we see something going wrong. So here we have the New Jersey gubernatorial race. So in the New Jersey gubernatorial race, we have, I may get it wrong, I'm not sure how to say it, a Jack Ciattarelli, and the incumbent Phil Murphy. And the details are that at 83% of the vote in, the guy Ciattarelli had a 42,000 vote lead, 83%. Looking good. And not only did it look good, it especially looked good because he had won the state's largest county, winning 52% of the vote of Bergen County. But then suddenly, as the vote count went to 87%, Murphy was announced as the winner in that county. And all of a sudden, the lead eroded to only 1,600, much more manageable with still 13% of the votes, quote, not in yet. So 42,000 point lead down to 1,600 votes. And when did it happen? Well, it happened at 1:54 a.m. But the kicker, it wasn't just that he was announced the winner. He was announced the winner at 100% of the votes counted. 100% of the Bergen County votes were counted. And then between 83% and, quote, 87% totally counted across the state, suddenly Murphy was announced as the winner at 1:54, where no one could much pay attention. No one could much see the change. Guys, we've got to stop thinking of this country as one that can't be corrupted. We've got to stop thinking that to not point out corruption is somehow anti-corruption. We can't have this fanciful thinking, this magical thinking of if we ignore it, it's not true. Don't worry, the white hats will come and save us. Lordy, lordy, the incumbent won, and Bergen County, the largest county, got some 40,000 votes flipped in one county. I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, this is what cracks me up. I'll finish this soon. The United States has the audacity to send election officials around the world as experts on how to run free and open and transparent and fair elections. And yet we hide in hackable machines called Dominion Machines, first brought into play in Venezuela, where the whole purpose was to steal the election for that particular dictator. And that's where they got their start. You don't think that's some of what's in play when you have counties controlled by, overly controlled by a certain party? Oh, we want to bring those machines in. It's bad, people. It's bad. And worse yet, and I record this on the later evening of 11:14. And when you look up Jack Ciattarelli, he has conceded as of 2 days ago. Because, you know, somehow it the most American and patriotic and responsible thing to do when you're a member of the electable class is to not point out the worst of things, the worst of corruption around elections and otherwise. This always blows my mind. How do we get our country back? It has to be that our elected officials start standing up for the truest of integrity instead of acting like things are all good. Don't worry. We're civilized and I will, in a civil way, concede. No, I don't want you to concede civilly. I want you to fight tooth and nail to the very last, to the ends of the earth, because someone cheated so that you weren't elected. That's what I want you to do. All right, that's it for this one. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen.